ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडेज वर्स इज वर्स 6। सो फर्स्ट वी विल रिसाइट वर्स नंबर 6, देन आई विल रीड ट्रांसलेशन फॉर वर्सेस 1-6। तत्र अन्योन्यं सप्तनाः ते संरब्धा मनसः रणे समासध्य अशीभी बाणे निजग्नुः विविधा आयुधेय। तत्रन्योन सप्तनः ते समृद्धा तत्रन्योन सप्तने ते संरब्धा मनसारणे रसासाधासि भिर्बाणेर समासाधासि भिर्बाणेर निजग्नो विविधायुधे निजग्नो विविधायुधे। तत्रान्योन्यं सप्तास्ते संरब्ध मनसोरणे समासाध सिभिर्बाणे निजग्नुर्विविधायुधे। तत्रान्योन्यं सप्तास्ते संरब्ध मनसोरणे समासाधासिभिर्बाणे निजग्नोर्विविधायुधे। प्लीज रीड। तत्रान्योन्यं सप्तास्ते संरब्ध मनसोरणे रसमासाधिर्बाणे सत्रान्योन्यं सपत्नास्ते संरब्ध मनसोरणे समासाधासिभिर्बाणे निजग्नो विविधायुधे। तत्रान्योन्यं सपत्नास्ते संरब्ध मनसोरणे समासाध सुभिर्वाणे विधायुधे। माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन परफेक्ट बाय एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की तत्र देयर अपॉन अन्योन्यम वन अनदर सप्तनाह ऑल ऑफ देम बिकमिंग फाइटर्स ते दे संरब्ध वेरी एंग्री मनसह विद इन देयर माइंड्स रणे इन दैट बैटल समासाध्य गेटिंग द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू फाइट बिटवीन देमसेल्व्स अशीभी विथ स्वॉर्ड्स बाणे विथ एरोज निजाग्नु बिगन टू बीट वन अनदर विविध आयुधे विथ वेराइटीज ऑफ वेपन। Translation. Both parties in that fight were extremely angry at heart, and in enmity they beat one another with swords, arrows, varieties and varieties of other weapons. Purport. There are always two kinds of men in this universe, not only in this planet but also in higher planetary systems. All the kings dominating planets like the sun and moon also have enemies like Rahu. It is because of occasional attacks upon the sun and moon by Rahu that eclipses takes place. The fighting between the demons and demigods is perpetual. It cannot be stopped unless intelligent persons from both the sides take to Krishna consciousness. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guruvai Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhavetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Cha Kripa Sindubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So first of all, I asking for pardon because I am asked to give this class in English, but I am not very much comfortable with my English. So please forgive me if I commit any offenses in the matter of language. बोला गया गुरुजी इंग्लिश में इंग्लिश में बोला गया गुरुजी हरे कृष्णा सो इन द लास्ट चैप्टर एज वी हैव सीन ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स एंड द डीमंस बोथ आर वर्किंग फॉर गेटिंग द नेक्टर एंड एट लास्ट They both the parties, by their combined effort, they are successful in getting the nectar from the churning of the milk ocean. But what happened that as soon as the nectar comes out from the ocean, demons, as their tendency is they are greedy, so they snatch the pot of nectar from the hands of Dhanvantri, Bhagwan Dhanvantri. So the demigods, they become very morose and they went to Lord Vishnu for their help. So this is the specific quality of a devotee we should consider here, that how the demigods, they are totally depend on Lord Krishna or Vishnu for their coming out of their problems. Whenever they are facing any difficulties or some situations in which they cannot do anything, so they directly approach Lord Vishnu for his help. So then Lord Vishnu help him as he incarnates in the form of Mohini Murti. So this is the most beautiful form of the Lord, and as Lord appeared there, all the demons, they get bewildered, they get attracted by this Mohini Murti, and without asking for the pot, all the demons, because they were fighting among themselves, that I will take first. No, you will not take, I will take. So in this way they were fighting. So without asking from Mohini Murthy, they from their side, they gave this pot to Mohini Murthy. They gave this pot to the Lord to distribute it equally among demigods and demons. So as we have seen in the purport, that after that, the Mohini Murthy, because he is Lord Vishnu himself who came to help the demigods, and Lord wants to give this nectar to only to the demigods, because Krishna is the protector of the devotees. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Because demigods or the devotees are the faithful servants of Lord, and they are working as per the desire of the Lord. They are working for the Lord. So obviously Krishna wants to help them, because they are working under his guidance or under his order. But the demons are the opposite. As there is one verse in Padma Puran, dvais bhut sarga loke asmin deva asura evacha Vishnu bhakta smrato deva asuras tad viparyaya. There are two kinds of living entities. One is demon and one is demigod. So who are the demons? Those who are not the devotees of the Lord, they are demons. And those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu, they are the devotees. As Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, that I am impartial to everyone. Na me dveshasti na priya. Samoham sarvabhuteshu na me dveshasti na priya. But ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham. But who is serving me with devotion, who is serving me with love and devotion, I am favorable to him. So as in general Krishna is not partial, but for his devotee he takes side of his devotees. Why? Because they are serving him in love. Or similarly, demigods, they are also devotees, although they are not pure devotees, as we learned from Srila Prabhupada purports. They are mixed devotees, sakam bhakta. Although they desire heavenly opulence, to be in heaven for a long, long time and enjoy the heavenly opulences and facilities, but still they are devotees, because they are doing sense gratification as per desired by Lord Krishna or as per the guidance of Lord Krishna. So they are devotees. So Krishna or Lord Vishnu came in the form of Mohini Murthy, and he distributed whole nectar to the demigods only. But in between, as we have seen, Rahu comes and he also tried to, in the guise of a demigod, he sits between sun and moon and he tries to drink nectar. So immediately when Lord Vishnu get to know that he is Rahu, a demon, he immediately cut off his head. So in this way, his head which got the nectar, it become immortal. And because of the effect of the nectar, and his remaining body, it has no life. So only his head, Rahu is only having his head, which is immortal. So Rahu is also one of the planet, and we have seen how Rahu, because of the enmity towards sun and moon, because sun and moon, they identified this Rahu, that this is a demon, and they told, they informed to the Lord that this is the demon sitting between the demigods. So because of this thing, Rahu became enemy. And as Srila Prabhupada written in this purport also, that we see solar and lunar eclipse because of this Rahu. Rahu tried to attack this sun and moon and try to swallow. So that is why we see solar and lunar eclipses. So after that, when the nectar is distributed among the demigods, everything is all right. But and the devotees and the demigods, they were also very happy. They were celebrating their victory. Yes, we won, we won. And the demons, they lose. So while they were celebrating, and Lord Vishnu also went to his abode. He went to Shvetadvip. Now demigods are there, demons are there. Demigods are celebrating, demons are very morose. So while they were started celebration, and immediately the demons got very angry. How this can be happened to us? We have also worked for this. We are not getting nectar. Only nectar Vishnu by trick he gave to demigods. Now we will attack the demigods. By our power, we will snatch their kingdom. We will take their kingdom. So again there is a fight. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see there is lots of fights between demigods and demons. There is always fighting going on. The Srila Prabhupada is also writing the purport. There are two kinds of men in this universe, not only in this planet but also on higher planetary system. All the kings, dominating planets like the sun and moon, also have enemies like Rahu. So there is also fighting going on. In this world we also see there is fighting going on. Especially in this Kali Yuga. Prayan Alpa Ayusha Sabhya Kalavasmin Yogejana Smanda Sumanda Matyo Manda Bhagya Hayudruta Hayudruta. Always fighting. Small matters. So fighting is going on because demons and demigods, they are always present. And especially on this earth. In earlier ages, we can identify who is a demon, who is a devotee or demigod. But in this, especially in this Kali Yuga, we cannot identify. Because in earlier ages, they have specific bodily structure by which we can identify the demon, asura. But in this Kali Yuga, as there is a verse in Chaitanya Bhagavat, which says that Ebe Naam Sankirtana Tikshna Khadgalaya Jivera Antara Asura. Jivera Antara Asura means the asur or the demon is residing within. Jivera Antara Asura. So the demon is residing within in Kali Yuga. So Srila Prabhupada is also writing in some verse that it is possible to convert a demon into a demigod or a demon into a devotee of Lord Vishnu or Krishna by the process of devotional service. Especially in this Kali Yuga, it is very easy. What is the method? Chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. By chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, even the most sinful person acting as a demon, he can be converted into a devotee. So all the bad qualities can be removed and he gained all the good qualities. So now we are on this chapter, chapter 10. So they are then demons again attack the demigod. Shri Radharaj Bihari ki jai, Shri Shri Gaunitai ki jai, Shri Tara Lakshman Haman ki jai. So here it is written in the summary, it is written that when the demons and the demigods were fighting, it was a very 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 great fight, very horrible fight, and demigods, they are again defeated by the demons. But their good quality is, although they are not as much powerful as the demons, bodily strength, they are not that much powerful as demon. But their good quality is, they approach Lord Vishnu whenever they are in danger. So again, we will see, because it is in the summary, I am reading this. And when they approach Lord Vishnu, Lord Vishnu again comes and helps them. He fights with the demon and kills the demons. Lord Vishnu comes and he fights with the demons. They kill all the demons and give victory to the demigods. So, in this way, at the end of the chapter, we are going to see that how the demigods, they again approach Lord Vishnu. So, Lord is always ready to help his devotee who are surrendered to him. But those who are not his devotee and all those who are not surrendered to him, he is not that much inclined. Although he is providing for the maintenance of every living entity. He is providing for the maintenance of every living entity. But he is especially favored for his devotee. He is especially helpful towards his devotees. And but the devotees of the Lord, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that ya shastra vidam utsrijya vartate kamakarata na cha siddhim avapnoti na sukham na paramgatim. And in again one verse he says, asatyam upratishtam te jagad ahura nishwaram aparaspara sambhutam kim anyat kama hetukam. So in this verse he is telling about the mentality of the demons, how they are thinking about the creation of this material world. Just like Srila Prabhupada many times quoting the scientist, modern scientist, materialistic scientist, they are always give the reason that life comes through matter. Life comes from matter. But we can see that this is not the fact. From the Vedic literatures we can conclude that life comes from life. So this is the mentality of demon, asatyam pratishtam te jagat ahura nishwaram. There is no God in control. Asatyam, this word is unreal. Apratishtam, there is no base. Aparas parasambhutam, it is only combination of matters. Just like scientists, they are providing their theory that life comes through matter. Kim anyat kam hetukam. And the only purpose for the creation of this world is fulfilling our desires, sense gratification. There are many people in this world who thinks that this body, human body, is the best form for sense gratification. With every sense, we can gratify the sense objects. It is not possible. It might be possible in other forms of life, but as a human being, we get the intelligence, and by using our intelligence, we can manipulate the things which are best suited for our sense gratification. Eyes, ears, nose, tongues, skin, all these, with all these senses, we can gratify. Some people think like that. But they are considered in Vedic Shastras as unintelligent persons. Those who do not know the aim of life. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tanaham Dushita Kururan Sansareshu Naradhaman, that for them I cast them into the hell, life after life. Shipamya Jastram Ashuban Ashuban Surishva Yonishu, I cast them into the into hellish forms of life again and again, life after life. But a devotee of Lord Krishna is merciful, and to taste this nectar that what a devotee is feeling in the service of the Lord, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in this Kali Yuga as a devotee. So as a devotee he comes and he is not acting like Krishna, because Krishna is not favorable towards his demons. But in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, he becomes favorable towards everyone. There is a verse in which it says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing this love of Godhead to everyone. He is not seeing the qualification, whether he is qualified or not. He is giving this this path of liberation from birth, death, old age and disease to everyone without any price. Only one thing he is asking, that become faithful. Become faithful to my instructions. So if we faithfully follow the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will be get delivered by his mercy. So the devotees, they wander all over the world just to preach the glories of the Lord, to make the devotees of the Lord. So as we have seen, that the demons, they also got converted by this Krishna consciousness or by the devotional service. The example is Jagai Madai. You can see Jagai Madai, they were almost like demons, because in Bhagavad Gita there is a one chapter, 16th chapter, in which the divine and the demonic natures are mentioned. So here there are so many qualities of the demons Krishna is mentioning, and we can see the Jagai Madai almost having all the qualities, all the bad qualities. So unclean, and I will read one verse. Pravattim cha nivrattim cha janana vidurasura shaucham na pichacharo na satyam teshu vidyate. Those who are demonic do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness nor proper behavior nor truth found in them. And similarly in other verses, asatyam pratishtam te, and ya shastra vidhim utsrijya vartate kamakarata na cha siddhim avapnoti na sukham na paramgatim. So they were almost following all these bad qualities. But merely by a slight association of Nityananda Prabhu, they got delivered. They became great devotees of the Lord. And the day they received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they vowed not to commit further sinful activities in their life. And they became great devotees. They prepared ghat or bathing place in the banks of the Ganges in Mayapur, Navdeep. So in this way, they became great devotees in the service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can see that how this bhakti or this devotional path can transform even the demons. Similarly, there is one incident in Srimad Bhagavatam where Mother Diti, the wife of Kashyapa Muni, she wanted a son to kill Indra, king of heaven. She wants a son because she was very much disturbed by the death of Hiranyakashyapu and Hiranyaksh. They were the first demons, and they were killed by Lord Vishnu with the help of Indra and Lord Vishnu, and they conspired to kill Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. So Mother Diti, she became very upset by the death of her son. So she asked her husband Kashyapa Muni to give her son who is able to kill Indra. So Kashyapa Muni is very intelligent. He thought that I will make him a devotee. I will make her a devotee, convert her into a devotee, so that she will she don't have any enmity towards Indra, because Vaishnava is always par dukha dukhi. He is always happy in the happiness of the other, and he is always in distress, looking at the distress of others, sufferings of others. So he tricked that I will make Diti a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Then obviously she will not have any enmity towards Indra. So the son produced from him, took birth from her, he will be a devotee of Lord Vishnu, and he will be a friend of Indra. So as we know that she gave him Pumsavan Vrat. She performed it very nicely. And at the end of the year, so there is a very long story. I will just tell that when Indra got to know about this thing, that she is doing a Vrat with a desire to get a son who is able to kill Indra. So Indra, he entered into her womb. And he tried to kill this the embryo of the child. So then the embryo, he cut it into 7 pieces. And although he cut into 7 pieces, but all the 7 pieces, they still remain alive. And again he cut them into 7 more pieces. So in total there are 49 pieces of that embryo, but by the mercy of Lord, they are all alive. Nobody has died. So they prayed to Indra, "Why are you killing us? We are your friend. We are your brother." So in this way, they prayed to Indra, and Indra understood. No, they are not my enemies, they are my friends. And because she was performing devotional service, because she was following the vow, that vow is nothing but the rules and regulations of bhakti. 4 regulatory principles, chanting 16 rounds. So all these things she was doing. So over a period of time, after 1 year, she became a devotee of Lord Vishnu. And the son produced of her, they are also devotees, Marutgan. They got the name Marutgan, and they became friends of Vishnu. So we can see that the bhakti or the devotion has so much potency, it is able to convert the most sinful person into a devotee, like Jagai and Madai and other demons. And here Srila Prabhupada is writing, it cannot be stopped until the fighting between the demons and the demigods is perpetual. But means it is going on from time immemorial. And it cannot be stopped unless intelligent person from both the sides take to Krishna consciousness. So the fighting is going on perpetually. But we do not see that fighting is going on. Sometime it is they are not fighting, and sometimes they are fighting. How do we understand in our devotional life this aspect that fighting is going on? Because the fighting is going on within us. Maya is continuously dragging us away from the devotional service. Continuously she tries to remove our attention from the Lord, from the devotional activities. And she gives different allurements to attract us. So the fighting is continuously going on. She is using our tendency to be the enjoyer of this world, and she is giving enjoyments, objects of the senses to allure us. So in this way, everyone is fighting in this material world. Even in devotional service, we are fighting with our mind. So devotee should be very alert, and he should always seek the mercy of He always seek the shelter of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Only by their guidance, by taking shelter of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, we will be safe. Just like here demigods, they are taking shelter of Lord Vishnu whenever they are in danger. So when so we are also in a fight with Maya, fighting with our mind, with our own bad propensities, we are fighting. So in order to come out success in this fighting, we should take the shelter, take the help of devotees through Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. So how do we know that we are success or we got victory? So by turning our attention towards Krishna, by increasing our attachment towards Krishna and his devotional service, and through detachment through this material world, we know that we are gaining victory in this battle. So we should be very careful in our devotional life, that we should not be complacent, and we should not be carefree that, okay, now I am in temple and I am a devotee, I will be safe. No. The fight with mind is continuously going on. And as it is said in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Ebe Naam Sankirtana Tiksha Khadagaliya Jivera Antara Asura. The demon, he lies within us only. So when we are not in a mood to serve Lord Krishna, at that time a demon becomes more powerful. And when we want to serve Lord Krishna and his devotees, at that time the demigod within us, he becomes more powerful. So it depends on our mind. It is said that there is a English, there is a saying that there is a good dog and a bad dog. So the dog you feed more, he becomes more powerful. The good dog and a bad dog means just like here, demons and the demigods. When we are serving towards Krishna, when we are serving Krishna, we are serving the good dog. And when we are not serving Krishna, when we are trying to satisfy, when we are trying to work for only for our senses, we are feeding the bad dog. We should be careful and watch at every step that which dog we are feeding. So that dog will become powerful. And according to that, our mind is also working. Our mind will give the ideas. If we are feeding the bad dog, then our mind will give the ideas how to gratify senses, where will I get the sense object. And if we are feeding the good dog, if we are serving the devotees and spiritual master and the Lord, then the good dog, the devotional attitude within us, it becomes stronger. And we get opportunities more and more to serve the devotees and the Lord. So I will read the full verse from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Ebe Naam Sankirtana Tiksha Khadgalaya Jivera Antara Asura Katiya Feliya Ebe Naam Yadi Papi Dharma Chadi Dura Desha Jaya Moro Sena Pakti Bhakta Jaive Tathaya. So as we have seen, as we can see in the life of Srila Prabhupada, he is dedicated totally towards the service of the Lord. And this is the prediction actually in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that one Senapati Bhakta, one commander will come who will kill the Asura, who will kill the Asura without any weapon, just by his chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He will kill that Asura. And we can all feel that change in our lives, irrespective of which place, which country or which region we belong, we can all experience that the change we we go through after coming to devotional service or after coming to ISKCON, what are the changes we are feeling? Before coming to ISKCON or before performing any kind of devotional service, our mentality is almost, at least my mentality is almost like a demon. But now there is some change. At least a little bit of change, and with the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, we are moving ahead in devotional service. So all this is possible by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Ebe naam sankirtana tiksha khadgalaya. The naam sankirtana, the chanting of the holy name, it is like a sword which cuts the demons, which kills the demon with that. And Srila Prabhupada is that commander in chief who is killing, who killed the demons within us. And still through his books which we are distributing, Srila Prabhupada is preaching and killing the demons within thousands and lakhs of people. So for Kali Yuga, for this age, for the present age, for the present time, we can learn from this verse that we have to be very careful, because the fighting is going on, Srila Prabhupada, perpetually it is going on. It is not that it will stop for some time and then it begins. No, perpetually it is going on. Although it seems that sometime that the fight is stopped. Just like in bhakti, in devotional service, we become very carefree. Now I am a devotee, I am chanting nicely, I am doing everything. But Srila Prabhupada is saying in some purport that when we see that the demons, they are not attacking and they are very silent, we should know that they are preparing for the next attack, next fight, and they will come with a greater force this time. So a devotee is always alert in performing his devotional service, and he remains aware of the Vaishnava Aparadha also, because the Vaishnava Aparadha, they are also very harmful for our devotional service. They are compared to the Hathi Mata. When a elephant, mad elephant, he enters into a beautiful, nice garden, creeper garden, what will happen to the garden, we can understand. So we should be always very careful not to commit any Vaishnava Aparadha at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, so that we can progress nicely by their blessings in our bhakti. So with this, note, I'm stopping here. So if you have any questions, comments, please, you can ask. We have 5 minutes. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
भगवत गीता में भगवान बोलते हैं कि चार प्रकार के लोग मेरे पास नहीं आते हैं, मेरे शरण में. और यहाँ प्रभुपाद जी तत्व बताते हैं कि अगर कृष्ण भावना भावित हो जाए तो ये झगड़ा जो जा रही है वो खत्म हो जाएगा. तो हम कैसे समझे कि ये कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस हो जाएंगे?
कैसे कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस हो जाएंगे?
हाँ,
अच्छा. नमाम दुष्कृत नव मूढ़ा प्रपद्यन्त न देवता. नहीं, व्हाट इज द वर्स? माया प्रहत ज्ञान आसुरम भामाश्रित. सो दीज आर फोर टाइप्स ऑफ पीपल हु डू नॉट सरेंडर टू कृष्णा. नमाम दुष्कृत नव मूढ़ा, दोज हु आर ग्रॉसली फुलिश, एंड दोज हु आर प्रपद्यन्त न देवता. Maya Prahata Jnana, whose intelligence is stolen by the illusory energy of the Lord, and those who are demonic in their nature. So all these people, they do not surrender. Why? Because they are Dushkriti. You know, there is one term, Sukriti. So four people who surrender to Krishna, they are Sukriti. Chaturvidha Bhajanti Maam Jana Sukrita Narjuna Artho Arthar Jigyasu Jnani Cha Bharatarshava. These four types of people, they surrender to Krishna because they are Sukriti. And what is the difference between Sukriti and Dushkriti? Activities or the work performed favorable for the devotional service, or the devotional service which are performed unintentionally or unconsciously, Sukriti, Agyat Sukriti. sometime if somebody comes to a temple and have a darshan and without knowing that this is charanamrit, he takes the charanamrit and he made the devotees nicely, so he got some kinds of sukriti. And those who are dushkriti, they are very far away from these things. They never approached the Lord, they never come to the temple. So only those people, those who are very, very far away from the devotees and from the Lord, they will not get the mercy. But here Srila Prabhupada is writing intelligent person. So who is the intelligent person? In Srimad Bhagavatam it says, Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishnam Sangha Pangastra Parshana Yagya Sankirtana Paya Yajantihi Sumedhasa. Sumedhasa means specially intelligent person. So those specially intelligent person, they will definitely take to this Krishna consciousness movement. What is intelligent? In our daily life we can see that when a person is suffering, even after doing the same activity again and again, if a person is intelligent, he will recognize that I am doing this thing again and again and I am not getting satisfaction through my money or through my wealth and everything what I possess. I am not getting happiness. So why I am working so hard? Just like a donkey or an ass, he doesn't know that why I am working very hard. I can grass anywhere. Grass is available everywhere. In the open ground, grass is free of cost. But he thinks that until unless I work for my master, I will not get food. So this is called unintelligent person. But those who are intelligent, he will have a sense, and he will come to the sense that why am I working so hard? I am getting a little bit of happiness, very, very insignificant happiness. Just like a drop in the ocean. Drop in the desert. Water drop in the desert. A drop of water cannot fill the desert with water, right? So similarly, that small happiness will not satisfy us. So why we are endeavoring, why we are working so hard like SS? So it is better to find out the solution, to find out the thing, that is there anything which is temporary, which is permanent and which is eternal, which can give me eternal happiness? Is there anything in this material world? An intelligent person thinks like that. He will think like this. And he tries to find out is there anything? And when he comes in the association, in the contact of devotees, because Lord cannot directly approach. Lord only approach to his pure devotees. So how will that person will be benefited? When he come in contact with the devotees. So Lord is giving his mercy through his devotees. When he associate with his devotees, the Lord is gives his mercy. And when he comes to know real happiness lies in the service of the Lord. Bhaktaram yagya tapsam sarvaloka maheshram suradam sarvabhutanam gyatva mam shanti mrachati. So he will be satisfied and he will be in peace when he knows that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. When all his ignorance will be gone, misconceptions will be gone. So then he will surrender. So here Prabhupada is talking about intelligent persons from both the sides take to Krishna consciousness. Any comments, Prabhuji? Prabhuji, any comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yes.
There are many clever people in the world, but as I have learned that in Chaitanya Chaitanya,
yes,
Krishna je bhaje sehi chaturjan.
Krishna is our?
Krishna je bhaje sehi chaturjan. Those people, they are going to worship Lord Krishna. They are very clever people.
Yes.
So, just elaborate this.
Krishna. I also heard this verse, but I have not gone through the purport. So, I can only tell you what I have heard in the lectures of the devotees. Krishna se bade jai bada chatur. Chatur means intelligent person. Chatur means he will not spend his time in unnecessary activities. Chatur means he is very cautious about spending his time. So he will be cautious that I will not waste my life in unnecessary activities, doing the same thing, ahar nidra bhay mathun, which is available for the lower species of life also. So he uses intelligence, he uses human form of life intelligently to find out what is the aim of life, what is the ultimate aim of life, and what is the way to come out of all the miseries of this material world. So he will take the help of Shastra, Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, and he will come to the conclusion, no, devotional service is the ultimate activity which should be performed with human form of life. So he is a chatur. And he will engage in this. Hare Krishna. Roji, any comments? Hare Krishna. Any questions? Okay, no questions. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Itai Gaur Premanande.